This is Jim Engster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. Signature support is from First Financial Tax and Accounting Services and from Vantage Health Plan. And we will talk about the muddled picture in the presidential election, with the election not decided last night, and it could go on through today, tomorrow, and who knows, maybe even longer. But right now, it still appears that Joseph Robinette Biden will be the president-elect in short order. But we will follow it with you, and we look forward to hearing from you. Ray Strother, the veteran political consultant, is with us later in the hour, but we are privileged to have in studio the mayor-president of East Baton Rouge Parish, Sharon Weston Broome, who is in a runoff, as she was 4 years ago, but this time she received 48.13% of the votes, almost made victory without a runoff, but because she did not receive 50% plus one vote, she is in a runoff. And the number two candidate is Steve Carter, a familiar name to Baton Rougeans and to people across the state. He came in second with 20% of the vote. So Sharon Weston Broome has to be considered the favorite, but nonetheless, I'm sure it was a bittersweet night for you.
Yeah, I will first say, Jim, I am very grateful to all the voters and the citizens of East Baton Rouge Parish who put me in that number one strong position at 48 plus percent. Didn't quite make it to the 50 plus. I thought we were almost there, but at any rate, we will continue the next 31 days on our journey, communicating our message of achievements, accomplishments, the vision for the future. And undoubtedly, there is a difference between the two candidates, myself and Mr. Carter. And so people will be able to see that. And I'm optimistic.
Well, we have become a solidly Democratic parish when there is a contested race involving a legitimate Democrat, and I think the mayor's pretty legitimate. Give you an idea of how that's the case. Last night, Sharon Weston Broome and her Democratic challenger, Denise Marcel, got about 56% of the votes between them, and 56% is what Joe Biden got in East Baton Rouge Parish. He won this parish by a big margin. And about 56% of the people running against Bill Cassidy got votes in East Baton Rouge Parish. Cassidy did worse in his home parish than he did anywhere in the state, short of Orleans. And we are a blue parish. So does that give you confidence that this is going to be an easy lift?
I would never say easy. You know, I couldn't say that. No. Campaigning is always a challenge. And look, I've been in public service long enough to know you don't take anything for granted. It's not over till it's over. But once again, those demographics and percentages are certainly encouraging.
Well, what is it about the first 4 years of your tenure as mayor that you believe is warranted for the voters to give you a second term?
Well, certainly, Jim, you know, I have been saying this for months now, but it is the truth. When I came into office 4 years ago, we were dealing with the killing of Alton Sterling, the killing of our law enforcement officials in the Great Flood. And so I went to work. I didn't let those issues just linger without being addressed. And so we did police reform. We worked on making sure that our city was moving forward with drainage and water mitigation, with our stormwater master plan, our five tributary projects. And then after that, I went forward and addressed the issue of traffic with our Move EBR program, the largest infrastructure program in the history of Baton Rouge, $1 billion, 70 projects throughout our parish. We are already going into our light synchronization phase, where we're synchronizing 100 lights. So that should make a difference. I don't know how far you have to come to work, but pretty soon it's going to be better for you.
Well, traffic was and is a big issue, but I know you're doing your best, and there have been some advances. Crime, of course, is horrible all over the country. It's not good here. And if you'd like to join the conversation, 877-217-5757 and talk at talklouisiana.org. What do you make of the record homicide level we're going to have for 2020? What is the root cause of that?
Well, I have talked to folks all over. Chief Paul and I have, and we've received data and information. And you can read any newspaper across the nation, the New York Times, the Washington Post, all of these, Wall Street Journal, and all of them point to the uptick of crime being connected to COVID-19, so much so that the CARES Act dollars that we are receiving from the federal government are now prescribed to use for violence intervention. We have seen the numbers outstanding of domestic homicides that have occurred. I think the chief told me the other day it was almost like 80% of these homicides are domestic-oriented homicides. And so there's some connection to COVID. I'm not a sociologist or a psychologist, but I do believe using those CARES Act dollars for programs connected to the community, coupled with our Baton Rouge Police Department at work, will help us in that public safety space. Our numbers were going down in 2018 and 2019. What changed, and we were going down actually at the beginning of 2020, but what changed was COVID-19.
Mayor President Sharon Weston Broome, who is in a runoff with Steve Carter for the mayorship of Baton Rouge, Mayor President of East Baton Rouge Parish, and she, of course, is a Democrat. Carter is a Republican. No Republicans won this parish in 20 years, and that was Bobby Simpson, who was defeated in his reelection quest. Sharon Weston Broome is at your service, 877-217-5757, Henry at the Country Club of Louisiana. Henry, you're on Talk Louisiana. Hi, Henry.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Jim. Good morning, Mayor Broome. I want to, first of all, thank you for giving me the opportunity to vote for you for re-election on the first day of early voting. I have a question to ask you. You know that this St. George thing has bothered me. Two fellows that were the ringleaders of St. George both ran for office yesterday. Both of them were defeated in what would be the St. George area. What do you think that is a precursor for?
Well, I don't know what it's a precursor for, but that was brought to my attention by several individuals yesterday, that two of the organizers of St. George ran for some local positions there, and they weren't elected. And that may speak to the fact that there are many citizens who are not in support of separating themselves from the city of Baton Rouge, and creating their own city. And I think that's something certainly to take into consideration.
And you're against St. George, as I think it's apparent the majority of the parish is, but the St. George area was 54%, I believe. And Steve Carter has basically said he's for it, that he wants to work with the new city and try to make it the best it can be under the circumstances. But you have stated, I believe, on this show that there are legal avenues that are legitimate that bring into question whether this was a valid election.
Yeah, for sure. You know, when I ran 4 years ago, I distinctly said that I would not support a separated city or part of what has been described as the cityhood movement. Now, once that election took place, and this is very important, Jim, I'm going to take a minute and explain it, because some people said, oh, you're contesting the election that took place. No, we're not doing that. What I did was, after the election took place, I asked these organizers, in fact, the two of them were from on the ballot yesterday, and another group, I said, come together, show me your plan of action for moving forward this proposed city. Who's going to pay for what? What are your expectations for me? What are your people going to be paying, et cetera? They did not give me a structured plan. Now, if you're going to build a house, you need a plan. If you're going to ask for a business loan, you need a plan, a business plan. So all I asked for was a plan. When they didn't provide the plan, state law prescribes that I can ask for a plan through this legal challenge that is taking place. And so at the end of the day, all I am asking for is a plan of action to sustain and establish a city of 86,000 people, almost the size of Lake Charles.
Will in North Baton Rouge, we'll get you in under the wire before we go to a break. Hi, Will.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, Jim and Mayor? Mayor, I got a small question. Could we make a law against people cutting grass and shooting that grass into the streets and the leaves and stuff? Because I think that's a bigger part of the drainage problem along with litter.
Yes, I've heard that before. And while we don't have a law, I certainly think we can heighten our communication with neighborhood organizations that work in the neighborhoods to make sure that this doesn't happen consistently. Certainly, it does attribute to the problem of drainage when people put leaves. They put a lot of things down drainage that you would be surprised of. You know, people put paint and grease and all kind of stuff. And so that doesn't help the situation that we're trying to work out. You're absolutely right.
877-217-5757 is your number. We'll take a 90-second pause and return with more from Mayor Sharon Weston Broome. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. We'll go to the phone lines again in just a moment. 877-217-5757. Your email, talk@talklouisiana.org. Lots of emails about to Sharon Weston Broome, who's in a runoff with Steve Carter. They know each other pretty well. They not only are living in the same city, but they served in the legislature together. And Sharon Weston Broome, for those unfamiliar, rose to the number two spot in both the House and the Senate, the only person in Louisiana history to do that before she became the mayor-president of East Baton Rouge Parish. Last time, a listener notes that the drop was significant. It was 40% from those who voted in the primary, which was on Presidential Election Day, and then in the December runoff. What are you going to do to spur people to get out to vote in December?
Well, you know, I believe that this moment in history is on the public service scene or political scene is certainly motivating different segments to go out and vote. And let me just tell you, Jim, this local race is very important to the citizens of the city and parish. And so we're going to keep our folks motivated. We're going to continue to share our message, what's at stake here. And I believe that we will see a strong turnout on December the 5th. So I'm optimistic about the turnout. I know that, you know, the presidential race certainly motivates people, but there will be motivation around this mayor's race, I believe, that will certainly develop a significant turnout.
All right. 877-217-5757 and talk@talklouisiana.org. Clayton on Essen. Hi, Clayton. You're on Talk Louisiana with Mayor Broome. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor. Good morning, Mayor. Since the beginning of this pandemic, the sheer volume of people outside walking and riding their bicycles has skyrocketed to a point that is inignorable. What are your plans that are not already in place to help increase the level of safety for those people out walking and riding? And to that effect, I still have an invitation for you for a bike ride that, through town to see traffic as we do.
All right. Thank you, Clayton. Mayor?
Clayton, I will tell you that it would be beneficial for us to have a conversation to talk about some of the ways that we can improve safety for our bike riders in addition to the bike paths, which are becoming an integral part of the landscape of our city. So before we take that bike ride, and you know I'm open to a bike ride anytime, although let's talk about how long the bike ride is going to be. Let's have a conversation about what the bike community feels as some of the ways that we can improve safety more specifically. I'm very open to talking with you about that.
And you are continuing to do 15 minutes with the mayor?
Oh, absolutely. We're continuing our 15 minutes with the mayor. We've done a lot of them via Zoom now. And so we're still talking with citizens around their ideas, their concerns, their feedback. I told Daryl Gissel the other day, he used the word complaints. And I said, no, they're not complaints. It's feedback. It's feedback, not complaints. Feedback.
Well, for those like Clayton who would like 15 minutes with the mayor, what's the best way to get in touch with your office?
Just email me at mayor@brla.gov, mayor@brla.gov, or you can go to brla.gov website, and there's a form where you can request the 15 minutes with the mayor.
All right, 877-217-5757 for Mayor President Sharon Weston Broom. She is in a December 5th runoff with Steve Carter for the mayorship of Baton Rouge, and Steve Carter would become the oldest person to ever be mayor. One of his opponents took shots at him for his age, the youngest guy, Jordan Piazza. What about the other candidates? Will you seek their endorsement, or are you just going to kind of let it ride?
No, I'm going to reach out to everybody, not only for the sake of endorsement, Jim, but the sake of bringing some solidarity to our community. You know, I believe that one of the challenges that we have in America and in politics is that we, you know, make everything so partisan, and the work of the city and parish covers everyone. And so those individuals who genuinely want to work with me to move our city forward, I'm certainly very open to that. In fact, Jordan was on my transition committee 4 years ago, so I would love for him to be in a conversation with me.
Well, there's always this assumption that the Republicans are going to back their fellow Republican, but
yeah.
But there was some bad blood between Carter and Piazza, and Carter and Watson. Will you try to get Matt's endorsement?
I'm gonna call everybody. I'm gonna call everybody that ran.
You'll even be calling Eric Gayrard, who got 1%.
I'm gonna call everybody, and you know, hopefully we can talk about the shared goals that we have for the
All
city
right.
and parish.
Here, question from a listener. There's 6 council seats that are up for grabs. There are going to be runoffs. So it's in your interest to have supportive people on the council. How important are those races?
They're very important. I have not looked at all of the races very closely because I was so focused on my race in terms of last night's outcome. Mm-hmm. I do know that several incumbents won re-election. Congratulations to those incumbents, but obviously there will be some new people perhaps on the council as well. And the legislative branch and certainly the executive branch have distinct responsibilities, but the more we can coalesce around our goals and our vision for the city, the better the citizens are. So certainly a council that is willing to work together and to collaborate across party lines for the greater good of the city would certainly be a bright spot.
Very good. Now, there's a council meeting today, right?
Yes.
That's what I suspect you'll be watching.
Yeah. And I'm presenting my budget tomorrow.
That's right. And there's been some discussion about how big that budget really is. You know, for a city our size, I would suspect that Baton Rouge runs on what amounts to a shoestring budget. What is the budget?
So you know, this is the truth. Our general budget is only over $325 million. The rest of our budget is dedicated funding, so we cannot tinker with it. For example, I've heard, you know, one of my opponents talk about, well, we have a $1 billion budget and stuff, but part of our budget increased because of the MOVE EBR project. That in and of itself increased our budget. But there are parts of our budget that are strictly dedicated, and we don't have room to maneuver. So our general fund is over $300 million, and most of the other funds are dedicated. So, you know, I think we're frugal, and we maximize the most of the dollars that we have.
Phil in Jefferson Terrace, you're on with Mayor Broom. Hi, Phil.
Good morning. Mayor, thank you. First of all, I think you're doing a great job and, you know, do our city well. My question is, like, going forward with this COVID-19, we're in, like, stage 3, I believe, and, you know, who knows how long we're going to be under these kind of parameters for moving around. And once again, I thank you.
All right.
Yes, we still have to navigate COVID-19. You know, I've always said that I have to look out for the health and well-being of our citizens while simultaneously looking out for our economy. They don't have to be mutually exclusive. But I am certainly referring to the data, to the input of the medical professionals, working with our state leaders as well, as we are now, as you said, in phase three. The next phase is to open up. But I want everybody to be very aware that we are in a season, and I think you see it nationally as well, where there's an uptick taking place in terms of COVID-19. So we can't let our guards down. We still have to practice those mitigation efforts of, you know, wearing a mask, social distancing, et cetera. I was so glad the other day I was with a group of LSU students who were volunteering in the community, passing out food, and I wanted to take a picture with them. And while we all had on masks, they all said that, you know, we, in addition to the mask, we've got to take this picture that demonstrates social distancing. And I said, hey, I'm all aligned with that. That's all on that. I'm good with that.
We'll have a few more minutes with Mayor President Sharon Weston Broom. Then we hear from Ray Strother, the fabled political consultant. Now the news. This is Jim Engster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana, 877-217-5757. If you'd like to get in under the wire with Mayor President Sharon Weston Broom, she's in a December 5th runoff, 31 days away between now and the next election. Last time she beat Bodie White, but as mentioned, the turnout went down from 190,000 to 115. There were 205,000 people or thereabouts who voted in the election last night, so it was a big turnout. And the mayor received almost 100,000 votes. I think you got more votes than anyone's ever received for the office of mayor president of East Baton Rouge Parish. And you've lived in this city, I guess, your entire adult life. And I think anybody who lives here has seen the changes, and they have been remarkable and in many ways quite impressive. And I would think it's quite an honor for you to hold this position.
It is, Jim. I love this city. I love this parish. I love the people of this community. I certainly regret that my father and my mom could not see me attain this position. My father, who was a born in Ethel, Louisiana, and remigrated the family here, would have been proud to see his daughter become the mayor of the city he grew up in for the most part.
And last question from Bill Huey. Have you decided whether you will retain Chief Paul if you are reelected?
Absolutely. I will retain Chief Paul.
He's become a battering ram for opponents, but he's got a pretty tough job.
Yeah, he does. Listen, leadership does not come without challenges, and especially if you're trying to change the trajectory of a culture that has been in existence for decades. But I believe that the people of Baton Rouge appreciate, the majority of people appreciate Chief Paul's leadership. I know I certainly do. And we consistently talk about how we can improve the public safety landscape. He's has this community at heart, and he's a hands-on leader with the citizens of this community, accessible, attainable. So we're looking forward to 4 years forward with Chief Murphy Paul as well.
Well, thank you, Mayor. Best of luck on the trail.
Okie dokie.
See you soon.
Thank you so much, Jim.
A true public servant, enjoys her job and makes appearances on our show, unlike our senior U.S. Senator William Morgan Cassidy, who last night got more votes than any Louisiana candidate in the history of our state, almost 1.3 million. And he was only exceeded by a few thousand votes by Donald Trump, the president of the United States, last night, who carried Louisiana with 58% of the votes, the same amount he received 4 years ago. It was almost a rerun. Joe Biden did come up to about 40%. Hillary Clinton received 38% here in 2016. But nationally, the race in many ways was also a rerun, but that changed when Joe Biden carried Arizona. He got into the Trump red wall by winning Arizona, which is going Democratic for the first time since 1948, when Harry Truman beat Tom Dewey. There are six states still remaining on the table: Nevada, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia.